This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the bears and the bees. We'll hear about Alaskan brown bears taking up urban dwellings and a backyard beekeeper's disappointing honey harvest.
First, election news. No, not that one last week. The next one, 2008. People are already getting into the game.
Just this week, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Michigan Governor and Bush Cabinet Secretary Tommy Thompson and Senator John McCain have all announced, or at least talked about, forming committees to explore running for president. And those are just the Republicans.
Nothing official from Hillary Clinton yet, but she doesn't have to say anything because everyone already talks about her. There's also Senator Barack Obama, and now the governor of Iowa, Tom Vilsack. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is back with us. Mara, welcome back. And let's start with the Democrats. Why hasn't Senator Clinton said anything definitive yet? Does she even acknowledge she's thinking about running?
Sure. She doesn't have to acknowledge anything. She's doing all the things that everyone who's interested in running for president needs to do. And we'll hear from her in a couple months. I think the most interesting thing, Alex, is to look at how the 2006 elections affected the 2008 race. On the Democratic side, the old debate was whether Hillary would be the best standard bearer or whether you needed a red state governor, someone maybe like Tom Vilsack. Now it's about who best embodies the voters' stated desire for somebody who's not polarizing, nonpartisan, someone who can work across party lines to get things done. She clearly is still the front runner, but that's why you have this incredible hunger for Barack Obama. I think if you could sum up what's happening in the Democratic field for 08 right now, it's called waiting for Obama, because he is this person that the Democrats feel, not only is he a rock star, but he really does embody the message of the 2006 elections. He's someone who seems to transcend politics just like he seems to transcend race, and he's constantly talking about how you bridge divides to get things done.
Well, he says, a couple of months, I'm going to think about it, and then I'll let you know. But Governor Vilsack, he already says, okay, looks good to me.
Vilsack is not in the top tier of Democratic candidates. He is from the very important first caucus state of Iowa. But unlike when Tom Harkin ran for president back in 1992 and caused all the other candidates to skip Iowa because they assumed he would win it there, that's not going to be the case this year. Vilsack isn't even polling number one among Iowa Democrats right now.
Okay, how about the Republican Party? And I just wonder, are things so changed after last week that the Republican Party, the Values Party, could really contemplate nominating someone like Rudy Giuliani, who had a very public and unpleasant divorce?
Well, that's not the only thing that would make it hard for conservative base voters to vote for Giuliani. He's pro-gun control, pro-gay rights, pro-choice. He once actually endorsed a Democrat, Mario Cuomo, for the governor of New York over George Pataki. But right now, he has been very, very popular on the campaign trail in 2006. He campaigned for a lot of Republican candidates. He's the hero of 9/11. But I don't think that Republican primary voters really know that much about him yet. John McCain is still far and away the front runner in that field. And don't forget, the 2006 elections really changed the Republican field for 2008 because it diminished or eliminated the chances of George Allen, who would have been a natural for the conservative base of the party, Rick Santorum, another values voter firebrand, and Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader.
Yeah, these are all Republican. Mr. Frist left on his own, but the other two lost races. So
that's right. But Mr. Frist left with his star diminished because he lost the Senate. He was the Majority Leader, and the Senate had a pretty lackluster record this year. So you'd think, oh, McCain benefits. All of his rivals have just bit the dust. But in fact, if you believe that McCain is someone who has tremendous general election appeal precisely because he seems to embody the message of the 2006 elections, he's often working across the aisle. He is a maverick. He is independent. But he has a ceiling in the Republican Party because he has so much problems with conservatives. And the best thing for McCain is to have a big field so that all those other candidates can split the vote versus the people who vote for him. Right now, Giuliani is talking about getting in, but Mitt Romney is sort of the last man standing in the anybody but McCain part of the primary. He's the governor of Massachusetts.
Yeah. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson watching things from Washington. Mara, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.